Greetings. My name is the Reverend Lisa Mason, and I have the great honor of being the rector of St. John's Episcopal Church in Larchmont. I pray that you enjoy this time together. I'm inviting you to open your minds and hearts to whatever message God is sending you during this sermon.
Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Amen. Please be seated. Well, I must confess how very much I missed Shrove Tuesday. It was so, not just because I love to feast on bacon and beignets and lentil soup, but it's just something about the abundance of that fellowship that night, just that full abundance of coming together and watching the children make a huge alleluia banner and then going to bury it somewhere, and the caterpillar alleluias that mysteriously disappear into eggs and come out as butterflies. Just the atmosphere, the jovial atmosphere of living at large to wake up to the next morning of Ash Wednesday. Often at Shrove Tuesday, people begin to wonder about what they're going to maybe take on for Lent or give up. And as I was pondering that last night in my little pout about no Shrove Tuesday, something very different dawned on me, and so I'm just going to offer it to you. Often we get to a place where we're concentrating on what we're going to give up or what we're going to take on. But I am going to commit to focusing on love. All things love. The unconditional, abundant, never-failing love of God. And then I want to focus on my heart and my heart's capacity to love. I want to wake up each morning acting like I can just really see my heart. And I believe we can see our heart and the health of our heart. What are the things that are taking up space in our hearts that we need and we want to lift up to God to erase? God wants our whole heart to feel that unconditional love of God. And I don't know about you, but I can't begin to share that full capacity of love if I've got things in the way. If I have concerns, frets, disappointments, regrets, fears. And so this Lent, I want to keep the heart and the love that resides in us in the forefront of my mind. And as I discover those things that keep me from being healers of the breach or instruments of peace, aware of forgiving and being forgiven, then I want to find the things that God wants me to take on or to give up so that I may fully hear the heartbeat of God that is in me. I pray that is helpful to you. I'm not going to commit to giving up, I don't know, a cookie. And there's nothing wrong with that. No judgment on what you do in Lent. But is that really keeping me from loving you fully? Or is there something I should be doing prayer-wise or reflection-wise or examination-wise? I pray that you look at your heart. Find what brings you joy. Find what you want to erase so that those things, those dark spots, those nooks and crannies and the stuff that's cluttered up in them can be cleared out by God. So that as you walk this journey to the cross, into the empty tomb, you are mindful of that magnitude, that abundance, that unconditional love of God that gave us the very best gift that we could get to understand God's love. And that is, God loves us so much that we know that he understands pain and death and violence, because Jesus did that for us, died for us. But then we believe in a God that resurrects and makes all things new. In a few minutes, you're going to come, be invited to come forward and receive ashes and the sign of a cross on your forehead. My finger with ash will trace perhaps that cross at your baptism, where we made big promises to God to how we would live in relationship with God and with one another. Let us remember those promises. Maybe that's another good thing to take on during Lent, is to read and meditate on those promises we made. But I want you to think about it, maybe in a way that we haven't before. I want you to think about those ashes as holy dust. Remember that you are dust, and to holy dust you'll return. God scoops us out of the humus of creation, forms us to be uniquely and wonderfully made, all different one from another, and then blows that Holy Spirit of life, that Ruach of God in us, and then sets us about. We are of holy dust. When you receive your ashes, please remember that you are holy dust. And may you go out, and if you see someone that hasn't made it to church today, then remember you can share your holy dust, just like we're called to share our love with one another. May it be a holy Lent, and may you have a heart that's growing in the capacity and the awareness of God's abundant, unconditional love for each and every one of us. No matter what, all the time, God is love. Amen.
Thank you again for this time together. I pray that we always remember that we are part of a much bigger story, the story of God's love for God's people and the call for us to learn how to love God and learn how to love each and every other person we encounter with the kind of love that God has for us. And now for a blessing. Be present to today. Do not be anxious about what might happen tomorrow. The same God who cares for you today will care for you tomorrow. God will either shield you from suffering, or you will be given the unfailing strength to bear it. So be at peace then, and cast aside all anxious thoughts and imaginations. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you this day and remain with you forever. Amen.